dimension. Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you. Again and again, be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, thank you for your help. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for bringing us to the very last Sunday of 2025. We cannot take it for granted. Thank you for the trip that has been saved. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. Anybody excited to be in this Sunday today? You saw the first Sunday of the year and you have seen the last Sunday of the year. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. I want you to help me just congratulate maybe 10 people. Tell them congratulations for safe trip, safe journey, safe trip till the end. We are saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus, Jehovah, thank you. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you. We are saying thank you. Thank you, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah. One more. We are saying thank you. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. One more. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We have 4 more days to go. 3 more days to go. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday. Today is Sunday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we cross over. I'd like you to help me again. Tell 10 people you shall end with celebration. You shall end the year with celebration. Tell them. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah. Sing it 2 more times. We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody say thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Clap your hands, holy people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah! Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Amen. Father, we worship you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Welcome everyone online and everyone on site. We welcome you. We welcome everybody viewing from all around the world. I can see the churches connected. Please ensure that they see themselves as frequently as it is possible. This very last Sunday of the year. That's right. Australia, celebrating the help of God. That is what we have come today to do, celebrating the help of God. And that was in 2025, or that is in 2025, celebrating the help of God. In Psalm 89 and in verse 19 to verse 25, our objective, of course, is first of all to understand what the help of God does for His people. Understanding what the help of God does for His people. And number two, understanding the way into God's help. The way into God's help. Psalm 89 verse 19 said, "Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant with my holy oil. Have I anointed him with whom my hand shall be established." I'm reading all the way to verse 25. "Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers." Psalm 121 verse 1 all the way to verse last. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will neither slumber nor sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. It's important to know that one of the greatest assets of any man is the help of God. One of the greatest assets of man, mortal man, is the help of God. The help of God was behind the making of King David. Psalm 89 verse 19, "I have laid help upon one that is mighty." Without any doubt, David was the most gifted person in the Old Testament. Gifted in terms of the gift of the prophetic. He was a prophet, he was a king, he was a priest, and so on and so forth. The help of God. The help of God was behind the making of the man called Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle, apart from Jesus Christ in the New Testament, was the most impactful figure in the whole of the New Testament. In Acts chapter 26 and in verse 22, Paul said, "And having obtained help of God, I continue to this day." David was a help-made man. Paul was a help-made man. Now I want to say this. There are self-made men and there are help-made men. There are people who boast, "I am a self-made man." It's a bragging, especially if you go to some of the Western countries like America area. "I am a self-made man." Self-made men are limited. Help-made men are limitless. Help-made men are superior to self-made men. Nebuchadnezzar beat his chest. "This kingdom I built with the strength of my might." He was a self-made man. But when he crashed, went to the bush, he realized that he had a limit. Beloved, I want to say to everyone here today that you are not at this end of the year today because of the strength of your wisdom. because of the strength of your health. You are not here. You see, there are many, many intelligent people who saw January, never saw December. There are wealthy, rich people who saw January, never saw December. There are talented, gifted people who saw January but never saw December. There are people connected in every way. There are people powerful, maybe spiritually powerful, who saw the beginning but never saw the end. What we are here to do and to celebrate is the help of God. I don't care what you lack. I don't care what you have failed to achieve in 2025. The year is not yet ended. But so far you have your life. And we celebrate his help. Can somebody give him a shout of victory for his help? Give him a shout of victory for his help. Give him a shout of victory for his help. Very, very quickly, let us see what the help of God does to the life of a person. What does the help of God achieve? What is in the help of God? Number one, the help of God is the strength of man. The help of God supplies strength to man. In the book of Psalm 89, verse 21, the psalmist said, he said in verse 19, he said, I've laid help on one that is mighty. Then verse 21 said, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm shall strengthen him. The help of God supplies strength to man. The help of God is behind the strength of man. The help of God makes an ordinary man stronger than usual. It makes a man to appear stronger than he actually is. When God helps you, people look at you as a strong man, not understanding that it is the help of God. When we traveled from nation to nation, city to city, village to village, and every night you stand up and he's commanding the day midnight prayer, and then you are just there everywhere, and people are saying, what is this? Is this man not tired? Are these people not tired? We appear stronger than usual by the help of God. The help of God makes us not to give way, not to give in. Not to give out, not to give up. You don't give way, you don't give in, you don't give out, you don't give up under pressure. No pressure makes you give up. No pressure makes you give way. No pressure makes you give in. No pressure makes you give out. No battle, no crisis. It is a function of the help of God. Beloved, if in this year 2025 or in any other year, you have experienced more strength. You have passed through things that you never knew your strength could carry you through. You never knew in yourself you could have gone through such. And you went and came out. That was the help of God. The help of God is behind the strength of man. Number two, the help of God shields man from the wrath, vengeance, and attacks of the enemies and sons of wickedness. Say that again. The help of God shields man from the wrath, that's the anger, vengeance, and attacks of the enemies and sons of wickedness. We live in a world of wrath. There are people who are angry with you and you don't know what you did. There are people who are on a vengeance mission. You don't know when you offended them. There are people who are sending arrows of attacks just because you look good and you look beautiful and you look great. They are attacking you. The Bible said in Psalm 89, the same Psalm 89 in verse 22, concerning David, he said, the enemy shall not exact upon him. Nor the son of wickedness afflict him, because I'm helping him. I have helped him. I have helped him. I have helped him. I am helping him. The enemy cannot succeed against him. Listen, my brothers and my sisters. If not for the help of God, there are witches that would have eaten some people up since. If not for the help of God, there are occultists that would have finished you since. If not for the help of God. There are people that are wondering why you are still alive. Despite all that they have done. Am I communicating? Let me tell you something. One lady came to her mother in the Lord and said, I'd like you to trust God with me for the husband I want to, I'm trusting God to marry. So the mother and the Lord said, okay, I'll trust you, I'll trust God with you for God to send the man. She said, no, I already know the man. It's okay. Let's pray for God to make him to come. He said, but the man is already married. So the woman, the mother in the Lord became confused. So if the man is already married, why are you trusting God for him to be your husband? Do you know what the girl said? What if the wife die? That is the wicked world we live in. Meaning of it is, there are people quietly wishing you death without your knowledge. Quietly. Not in this kind of setting now. It may be another setting. How they wish that you are no more. Maybe you are occupying a space they thought was their own. Or maybe your gut is annoying them, or your look is annoying them, or your success is annoying them. There is something that is annoying them and you don't know what it is, and they wish you dead, but they are the ones that will die the death. They are the ones that will die the death. Anyone who wishes you dead is the one that will die the death. You understand what I'm talking about? So I am saying this to let you understand that the help of God has kept you from things you are not aware of. It shields you from the wrath of the enemy. It shields you from the vengeance of the enemy. It shields you from the attacks of the enemies. It shields you from the agenda of some sort of wickedness. Take your seat. Somebody say, I haven't got a job yet. I haven't got a house yet. So I am angry with God. And God is saying, those are minor issues. I delivered you from bigger things you didn't know about. I delivered you from major things you are not aware of. Lift your right hand and say, Father, thank you for your help. Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you for your help. Psalm 40 and in verse 13. Psalm 40, please. I like the media to help me. Say, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Make haste to help me. The help of God delivers you from these things we just talked about. And here we are in Psalm 70 and in verse 5. Psalm 70 and in verse 5. The Bible said, but I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no haste. So the help of God shields us from the wrath, vengeance and attacks of the enemies and sons of wickedness. Number three, the help of God facilitates the beating down of enemies before our faces, before our face, and the plaguing of them that hate us. Again, the help of God facilitates the beating down of our enemies before our face and the plaguing of them that hate us. It plagues them. Psalm 89 and in verse 23, he says, and I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague them that hate him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague them that hate him, because I have helped him. What's the meaning of that? That God helps us to see the defeat of the enemy. God helps us to see the defeat of the enemy. He helps us to see the judgment of the enemy. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Summary. God, the help of God makes us to see victory in battle. It makes us to see victory in battle. The help of God makes us to see victory in battle. 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 Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 9. I'll read all the way to verse 13. 2 Chronicles 9. Second Chronicles 14:9. And there came out against the Israelites Zerah the Ethiopian. Came against the people of God with a host of 1,000,000. 1,000,000 and 300 chariots. What is 1,000 times 1,000? 1,000,000. Military strength. 1,000,000. 1,000,000. 300 chariots. Imagine 1,000,000. 300 armored personnel carriers. Armored tankers. Came against the people of God. Move on. Then Asa, that's the king of Israel, went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephata at Maresha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many, help, or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord helped Asa and smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. They cried for help, and help came. I announce to someone here today, I don't know the millions of devils that are coming against you, or the millions of witches that gang up. Today, by the help of God, they are beaten down. They are thrown down. If you're a believer, shout the loudest, amen. That's what the help of God does. 1,000,000 military. I don't know which military in this world today has up to 1,000,000 men. I don't know if the U.S. military has 1,000,000 men, but that was 1,000,000 Ethiopians that came against Asa. They were beaten down. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and in verse 8, you remember the story of the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, who came against Israel. He said, I will deal with you. I will make you drink your urine. All manner of boasting. But the king of Israel said, Hezekiah, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. With us, the man is boasting, but with us is our God to help us. In verse 21 to verse 22, then the help of God showed up. And the Lord sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame to his own land, and his own son slew him by the help of God. That help is coming your way today. You believe that? Say loud, amen. So the help of God is, many of us fought invisible battles, unknown battles. You came out unscratched. Battles you never knew you would succeed is by the help of God. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for your help. How many of you can relate to what I'm talking about? Battle with your health. Battle with the health of your children. Battle with your life. Battle in the place of your job. Battle with your mind. Number four, the help of God gives us influence over territories and multitudes. It gives us influence. In Psalm 89 verse 25, concerning David, whom God has said he has helped, he said, I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. I will set his hand in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. I will give him influence. When God is helping you, he gives you influence. Any level of influence you have over people, over territories, it is not because of your intelligence or your skill. There are more skillful people, more intelligent people. But it is by the help of God. We've been to nation, city to city, village to village. Response is the same. We can't claim that it is our strength or our wisdom. It's the help of God. Number five, and this is very interesting. The help of God is our stability and confidence. In the midst of turmoil, shakings, and uncertainty, is our stability and confidence. In the midst of turmoil, shakings, and uncertainty, it helps us to master fear. Master fear. Absolutely. Master fear. It's our stability and confidence in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of shakings, uncertainty. Psalm 46 verse 1 to verse 3, it said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, whatever happens, let it, whatever want to scatter, whatever is planning, whatever threat the enemy is threatening, we are stable, we are confident, we are assured, we are on top of fear because of the help of God. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 6. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 6. The Bible said, so that we may boldly say aloud. Look from verse 5. Hebrews 13 verse 5 and in verse 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear. What man shall do unto me? When you are assured of the help of God, and when the help of God is with you, you are in charge on top of fear. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When we talk with audacity and authority, and people say, oh, what makes you talk the way you talk and confront things the way you confront them, is the help of God. It's the help of God that makes us to know that the devil is never in control, that God is in control. The help of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. By around April, May this year, the terrorism situation became almost something else in the country, with the Yellowwater killings that took us there. We visited and all of that. And when we came back from there, we knew that the devil could not continue his agenda in this nation as usual. We decided by the KB crusade, we received the direction to step up the prayer. Just step it up and put the devil where he belongs. And then we started a 24-hour prayer chain. Every hour somebody's praying, as we're here now, somebody's praying right there. Father, rescue our nation from bandits, from killers, from terrorists. Father, restore the dignity of our nation. Father, revive our nation. As at the time that prayer started, there was nothing like America talking about what is going on in Nigeria. There was nothing like Israeli Prime Minister saying anything. There was nothing at all. It's a matter of however the help will come. Whatever the help must come. And it is not under our watch that this nation will scatter like that. And then things began to happen. Patron of terrorism died within a few days of the prayer. And then it began to happen in rapid succession. Before you know it, people began to speak around the world. This thing had been happening, Boko Haram, since 2009. Killers have been killing for years. The nations have been quiet. More deadly destructions. Christmas Day bombings. But suddenly, as if a blanket was lifted. Why is something happening in Nigeria and nobody is saying anything? Why? People, all manner of celebrities are in America, even people who are not necessarily Christians, people began to talk. Before you can say, praise the Lord, we are where we are today. Right? And we are not stopping. And the prayer is not stopping. And the decrees are not stopping. And the declarations are not stopping. Until all the terrorists, all the collaborators, all the negotiators are all handled with the same way with terrorists. All the sponsors, the same way. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is only the help of God that will even make. During some conventions, we have 55 nations that traveled all the way down. That's why the news of what they are hearing concerning Nigeria, that didn't bother them. They are still coming to Nigeria to the Glory Dome for conference and conventions. It takes the help of God to be stable, to be confident, to be a master of fear. When fear wants you to fear, you tell fear you are the one to fear me. Hey! Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Father, thank you for your help. Say, Father, thank you for your help. Thank you for your help. Can we go on further? There is so much more in the help of God. Number six, the help of God causes us to survive danger and hazards. We survive danger. We survive hazards by the fear of God. What others attempted and were destroyed, we can attempt and are preserved by the help of God. The help of God helps us to survive both danger and hazards. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, the ark of the Lord was being conveyed by Uzzah. Uzzah tried to touch the ark, he died. Nobody wanted to touch the ark anymore. But the Levites attempted the ark. 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles 15:26. The Bible said, and it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Now, the story behind this was, when they wanted to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord back from the land of the Philistines, a man by the name Uzzah was carrying an ahel. They were carrying the ark, and the ark stumbled, and Uzzah tried to hold the ark, and the wrath of God came upon Uzzah, and Uzzah died. Nobody now wanted to touch the ark. Then David wanted the ark back, and the Levites went and brought the ark. That was the same ark that killed person. They carried it trepidatiously. When they arrived and they did not die, they realized it was not their expertise, but the help of God. Listen, when others died, you said, I came out of an accident, I was the only survivor. It's not your wisdom. It was just the help of God. Other people drank something, they died. You drank, you didn't die. It's not your wisdom. Where you just stood now, you left there and something happened there. People were wasted. It's just the help of God. In your family, you stand out. Right? Other people are not rising, but you rose. It's not your expertise. It's the help of God. Is there anybody here who has ever experienced such a help? Where God exempted you. What consumed others could not consume you. What destroyed others could not destroy you. What finished others could not finish you. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of you remember the prophecy of the doomed people who imposed COVID on the world? How many of you remember? The people of doom who literally manufactured COVID for the world. Huh? They say in Africa they will be dying like flies. How many of you remember that? They said in Africa, in fact, some devils were saying they should open some large sanctuaries. They should open it up and use it as centers where the people can be, the thousands of people can be brought. It was their expectation, the expectation of their antichrist devils that spoke through them. What they said backfired. It backfired. Where they were expecting the deaths in hundreds of thousands, it couldn't happen. Where they prophesied from was where the deaths were happening in mass. Our people were just sneezing and walking their way. Hey! At that COVID time, the kind of things that I saw, people will come to me like this, cleaning their nose and saying, I just got COVID, can you just pray for me? And they said, social distancing, no contact. Pastor, I'm just... And you cannot say social distance because you are the one who told us that God can heal. I came to you on that condition. I saw them plenty, plenty. Blend one after the other. They said, I just let the other day diagnose me of COVID. I said, let me pass through church and see pastor. Hallelujah. And I was not ready to wear the mask. Hallelujah. Once in a while, Africa survived by the help of God. You survived by the help of God. What finished others could not finish you, it couldn't finish us by the help of God. Can you lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord? Say it louder, say, thank you, Lord. Louder, say thank you for your help, Lord. Louder, thank you for your help, Lord. We serve our God. Do you remember that old song? Please take your seat.
We serve our God who never fails. We serve our God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Sing it one more time. We serve our God who never fails. We serve our God who never fails. We serve our God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Sing it one more time. We serve our God who never fails.
We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Amen. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Give the Lord a big clap and take your seat. It is the help of God that delivers us from dangers. Survive danger, survive hazards. Number seven, the help of God is the secret of continuity, consistency, and durability in our lives. It's the secret of continuity, consistency, and durability in our lives. Paul the Apostle said, where we read in Acts 26:22, he said, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. This is the meaning of that. To continue. Because those who start are many, but those who finish are few. Alright, let's take it easily. It takes the help of God to continue to be a Christian. How many of you know that? It takes the help of God to continue to be a Christian. To continue. There are many things that want you not to serve God. There are people, there are situations, there are conditions, there are all manner. In Acts, Romans chapter 9 verse 16, it says, not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. It's not that you are so willing or you are so determined. No. It takes the help of God for you to please God the way he wants. Many of the people who repented together, some backslid and some died already. It takes the help of God to continue to serve God. It takes the help of God to continue to serve God on fire. I knew a brother in the university in those days. He was a demon caster. I asked people, where is he? Nobody knew. I had to look to go and Google and check the name. I couldn't find. Where? It takes the help of God to continue to win souls. It takes the help of God to continue to do the things that you need to do with your life. It takes the help of God to be on commanded day and night prayer every night for 800 days. It takes the help of God to wake up every day and open your Bible and read. And not wake up one Sunday morning and say, I don't want to go to church anymore. How many of you know there are people who have done that already? I'm tired of going to church. It takes the help of God to continue to succeed in your endeavor. But above all, it takes the help of God to continue to be alive. Did you hear what I just said? To continue to be alive. How many of you know that there were people who slept and they were not sick and they didn't wake up the next day? Psalm 3 and in verse 5, he said, I laid me down, I slept, I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I slept. If not for God, I couldn't have woken up. How many of you are aware of what was happening while you were asleep? If a devil entered the room and went out, will you know? A witch came in and went out. Are you aware? I slept, I awaked. The only reason why I woke up is that you sustained me. So, in case there's anybody here who said, I have not seen the help of God this year, I can tell you, you have seen the help of God for 361 days this year, remaining 4 days. Every day you slept and you woke, it was the help of God that woke you up. You have seen the help of God at least 361 days. Lift up your right hand and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. Thank you for your help that has made me to continue unto this day. And that help shall continue with you in Jesus' name. Let's run quickly and finish up. Number eight. The help of God. It's our shield from enemy arrows that target our fall. It's our shield from enemy arrows that target our fall. Psalm 118 verse 13. Target our fall. Thou hast trussed at me that I might fall. David was talking about his enemies, but the Lord helped me. All that some people are planning is how you can be on the floor. Some people say, but I am already on the floor. Yes, there are people who still hate people on the floor. They want them to enter the pit. Devils. Anytime God takes you up small, even if you are in level 5, somebody wants you to be in level 1 if it is possible. They trust at me that I might fall, but you helped me. Please, there is somebody here, I want to let you know. If not for the help of God, you would have been on the floor since. And if not for the help of God, that's the next point I'm going. For some, you would have been in the pit since. They trust so at me that I might fall. But God help me. Say, who is who? Who are you to be close to your boss? Why am I not the one? Who are you to be sent on foreign mission? Foreign posted all the time. Then they try to cook up something. Who are you to be there? In this whole family, why must you be the one? And for some of you who are from larger families, larger ones, bigger ones, it becomes more complicated. Everybody sees you as the reason for their failure. Am I communicating at all? Thou trust at me that I might fall. But the Lord help me. Can you somebody lift up your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you for helping me all the time. Thank you for helping me all the time. Say it louder. Thank you for helping me all the time. I am not where they want me to be because of your help. You didn't hear what I said. Will you say that again? I am not where they want me to be because of your help. You understand the kind of things I'm talking about? There are some people you are helping. You gave them money. Instead of saying thank you, they are angry that you have such money. It's complex, so it's complicated. They are angry that you have such money. Why does he have money to give us at this kind of time? Why am I not the one that have the money? They are angry. You know crabology? You know crab? Crabs. If you put 100 crabs inside a basket, you don't need to close the basket. None will come out. When one crab is going out, 99 crabs will hold his leg and pull him back to the basket.
Let all of us remain here. The process is called crabology. And in my language, it is oculicality. Are you hearing me? They want all the crab, want themselves to all be on the floor. There are some places, if there is nobody who succeeded out of the place, they don't have any challenge. Let us all be at the same level. Let us all be at the same level. But God helped you. Please don't play with the help of God. Can somebody lift your hands and say, "Thank you, Lord, for helping me." Say it loud and say, "Thank you, Lord." And I stand here to announce to you, the God who has not allowed them to pull you down, they will never succeed. That God will keep helping you to remain up. That God will keep helping you to keep going higher. In the name of Jesus. Number 9. The help of God delivers us from enemy traps, snares. Enemy traps and snares. The last one, they want you to fall. This one, they want to trap you. Enemy traps and snares. Many of us, there were traps they set for you. You escaped without your knowledge. Especially in this world we live in now. In this world we live in. Very wicked world. Psalm 124 verse 1 to verse last. He said, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it has not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. The proud waters would have gone over our soul." Look at this. He said, "Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their feet. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped." Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, somebody say, "Help, Lord." Say, "Help, Lord." Say, "Help, Lord." Say, "Help, Lord." Shout it loud and say, "Help, Lord." Shout it loud and say, "Help, Lord." Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Young girl thought he was chatting and gisting with a person who is interested in her, loves her, and probably wants to marry her. Can we meet somewhere? That meeting, that young girl didn't return back alive. I'm sure some of you heard the story of a university girl who went and met a so-called lover somewhere. The next day, they found her body parts were missing. I think the person was meant to be a classmate. There are some you thought you were chatting with that are devils. Agents of darkness, looking out on how to destroy your life. They will never succeed. Some have escaped such traps, other forms of traps. They have escaped such traps just by the help of the Lord. Lift your hands and say, "Father." Say it louder. Say, "Father, I receive your help." Louder, "I receive your help to escape the traps of the enemy. I receive your help in Jesus' precious name." Number 10, I'm soon through. The help of God is our deliverance. All right. The help of God gives up. The help of God connects us with the grace of God. And grace is the secret of ease. Connects us with the grace of God. Grace is the secret of ease. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The grace of God and the help of God, they work together. When you have help from God, it is easy. Number 11. The help of God is our deliverance from shame and reproach. Hasn't God helped us in 2025? Shame and reproach is our rescue, is our deliverance from shame and reproach. And I would like everyone to read this scripture with me. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7 to verse 8. Isaiah 50 verse 7 to verse 8. Isaiah 50 verse 7 to verse 8. Everybody, please read this with me. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Why? The Lord will help me. Verse 8. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Now look at what will happen to them in verse 9. Behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. That shame they want for you, they inherit the shame. There are many, many things, many, many situations that the devil organized to cause you shame, to cause you reproach, to cause your family shame and reproach. And God backfired it to send us. I announce today, every shame and every reproach the enemy is cooking up for you, cooking up for the body of Christ, for the church, for anyone here today, anyone connected, related, associated, by the help of God, it returns back to hell. Finally, number 12, the help of God is the secret of a majestic ride in life. The secret of a majestic ride in life. When a man is riding in majesty, Deuteronomy 33 and in verse 26, Deuteronomy 33 and in verse 26, he said, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, in thy help, in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The help of God gives us a majestic ride. You are just sailing. You are just moving. You are just going. If you are not there yet, after this message, you will get to that realm where your life is just moving. You are just riding. You are just flying. You are just gliding. No devil can stop you. No situation can stop you. No force of hell can stop you. Somebody say a loud amen. What have we said about the help of God so far? Can we start from verse number one? What does the help of God do for us? Number one, the help of God. Can you read with me? Number one, the help of God is the strength of man. It supplies strength to man. Number two, the help of God shields man from the wrath, vengeance, and attacks of the enemies and sons of wickedness. Number three, the help of God facilitates the beating down of the enemies before our face, and the plaguing of them that hate us gives us victory in battle. Number four, the help of God gives us influence over territories and multitudes. Number five, the help of God is our stability and confidence in the midst of turmoil, shakings, and uncertainty. We master fear by his help. Number six, the help of God causes us to survive danger and hazards. Number seven, the help of God is the secret of continuity, consistency, and durability in our lives. Number eight, the help of God is our shield from enemy arrows that target our fall. That's incredible. Number eight, the help of God delivers us from enemy traps and snares. Number 10, the help of God connects us with the grace of God, and grace is the secret of ease. 11, the help of God is our deliverance from shame and reproach. And number 12, the help of God is the secret of a majestic ride in life. Would you lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you, Lord, for your help. After this moment, we are going to celebrate the help of God in our lives. But what is the way of God's help? We have seen the help of God. Maybe we did one or two things, but what is the way? If you want to experience the help of God consistently, what do you do? Number one, discern your need for his help. Discern your need for God's help. You must confirm that you need help. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, let's come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain help, mercy, and find grace to help. You must know you need help. In the village, they said it's the child that stretches the hand that is carried. You must, if you are too arrogant and too boastful, you can't have the help of God. If you are too independent and self-sufficient, you cannot have the help of God. If you need the help of God, you must confirm to God that you are helpless. Discern your need. Number two, proceed to the throne of grace at the place of prayer. Proceed. Go to God in prayer and help and ask for help. Hebrews 4:16. We read it now. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And Psalm 121 verse 1, he said, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. So we go to God. You cannot be prayerful and be helpless. You can't be prayerful and be helpless. If you are prayerful, you must be help-filled at the place of prayer. Proceed. Number three, be a defender of the cause of God in the earth. A defender. Of the cause of God in the earth. When anything comes near God, you should confront them. Psalm 89 verse 19. God said, I have laid help. Hallelujah. Be a defender or the cause of God. Psalm 89, verse 19, he said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. That word mighty is the Hebrew word gibor. I have laid help on a fighter. David was a fighter for God. He was the one who said, who is this uncircumcised? The electricity company on the highest band, the highest one. That's what we are. I don't need to tell you how many millions we pay every month for power. We have mega generators.
At times where you have some mini attacks here and there. Everything is in order, but there is something happening somewhere. We have seen that on crusade grounds. If he needs
off, because thank God I was just concerned about the locations connecting, but they are all right on back right now. Hallelujah. So be a defender of the cause of God in the earth. Number four, be committed to the assignment of soul winning, kingdom expansion. Somebody say, does that give us help? Yes. Be committed to the assignment of soul winning, the assignment of kingdom expansion. See what Paul said in Acts 26:22. He said, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing to both small and great, to motopark people and to millionaire people. I preach to everybody, and that supplies me help. Having obtained help of God, if you want to obtain help from God, be in the assignment of witnessing. Witnessing to small, witnessing to great. Even if you don't know how to preach the gospel with your mouth, have tracts, literature in your possession that you distribute, that you give to people. Have tracts, committed to the assignment of soul winning. That is number four. Number five, be appreciative of the previous help of God in your life. Be appreciative. Has God ever helped you? Appreciate the last help. Then you are qualified for the next help. Be appreciative of the previous help of God in your life. Don't claim ignorance of how much God has helped you. In 1 Samuel 17:34, David said, the God who delivered me from the lion and the bear, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. 34-37. David was appreciating God for how he helped him from the lion and the bear, and God helped him from the Goliath. Be appreciative. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for your previous help in my life. Amen. Are you ready for number six? Number six says, never become too big or mighty for the help of God. Never become too big or too mighty for the help of God. Never become too big or too mighty for the help of God. That is, no matter how big you get, no matter how mighty you get, remain reliant on the help of God. Why do I say so? Psalm 89, verse 19. He said, thou speakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Why are you giving somebody who is already mighty help? We thought it was weak people that need help. It was struggling people that need help. Why are you helping the mighty? I'll give you two reasons. Number one, or A, there are things that the might of the mighty can't do for them. There are things that the might of the mighty cannot do for them. In John 15:5, he said, without me, you can do nothing. There are things that your money can't do for you. There are things that your wisdom can't do for you. There are things that your connections can't do for you. There are things that the might of the mighty cannot do for them. So they must rely on help. Why do you give the mighty help? And the second reason is very, very serious. Number second, the mighty can crash without the help of God. The mighty can crash. David said, why are the mighty falling? In 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19 to verse 20. How are the mighty falling? And the weapons of war. The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty falling? Tell it not in God. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be not dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor feast of offering. For there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away. The shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. If you look at verse 25 and verse 27 of that same 2 Samuel 1. How are the mighty falling in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. Verse 27. He said, how are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished? That is, you can be up financially. You can be up intellectually. You can be up academically. You can be up in every realm. And all of a sudden, you are on the floor without the help of God. A man was telling me a story 2 days ago about someone who made a mistake, just a slight mistake. And that mistake cost him everything he built in his life. He was telling me a story. You see, so he says, since that day, he began to sing with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Verse 2. Can you place that verse 2 on the screen for me? With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. I have found the place where I can pour my heart. All right. I have found the place where I can find true love. I have found the place where I can be valued. A place where my mistakes don't become my end. A place where I am not judged based on my past. It is the help of God that will make your mistake not to end you. Not to end you. Not to end you. Hallelujah. That is why, no matter how big you are, never be too big to kneel down when necessary. Never be too big to go on your face where necessary. Never be too big to shed tears before God where necessary. Never be too big. Never come to the point where you don't need God's help anymore. That is a place of risk. It's a place of disaster. It's a place of imminent danger. Never come to such a place. Never become too big or too mighty for the help of God. Finally, maintain the climate of praise. Praise provokes his help. Psalm 42 and in verse 5. Psalm 42 and in verse 5. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the sake of the help of his countenance. I want to connect help for him from his countenance, and I am going to praise him. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Somebody here, congratulations for the help of God for 2025. And as we praise God for his help in 2025, we shall see more of that help in 2026.
Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen.
Can you lift up your hands and thank the Lord for His word to you today? Can you thank the Lord for His help to you today? Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. Magnify His precious holy name. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. In the name of Jesus.
I'd like us to take that song. I have found a place. After we take that song, we'll then take you always there to help me. Even when I can't feel you. While these songs are going on, if you can take a piece of paper or even in your note, identify about 5 to 6 help from God you have experienced this year. Any help. The help to continue as a Christian. The help that made you not to be finished by those who hate you. The help that is causing you to be alive till now. And all of that. We are going to make the list. It will be plenty. But for the sake of this time, 5 to 6 within the next 5 minutes. And then we'll present them briefly. But you'll continue and present a longer list for the 31st cross overnight. Hallelujah. Go on ahead and do that 1 minute. I have choir, you will sing. You will write your own. Those who are to sing now, you write your own later.
I have found a place. I have found a place, I have found a place where I can pour my heart.
I have found a place,
I have found a place where I can be myself. A place where
a place where
a place where
I can
save after it all.
I have found a place,
I have found a place
where I can pour my heart.
I have found a place,
I have found a place where I can be myself.
A place where,
a place where I can have those secrets to find.
With you, Lord, I can
be open.
And I for a part in you,
a prayer I can draw.
That is why.
That is why you will give a mind with me.
Those who are standing now and singing, you see that you don't have pen to write, or you don't have paper, or you have already written. If any of the above is okay with you, no problem. Otherwise, please follow the instruction. Just write, identify, or you don't know how to read or write. If any of that is okay with you, that's all right. But if you can, ensure that you write down 1, 2, or 3 things. And once you, if you are done writing, you can also stand. And if you feel like standing to join.
With you, Lord, I can be
open
and I've no fear. For a found, in you.
A friend that I can trust.
That is why,
Second verse.
I have found a place,
where I can find the Lord.
I have found a place, where I can be the Lord.
A place where, I may stay.
Don't become my
head.
A place where,
I am.
I have found a place.
I have found a place where I can find
true love. I have found a place.
I have found a place where I can be found you.
A place where my mistakes don't become my own. Don't become my own. A place where, a place where. With the Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and humble. For a pound in you, for a pound, a friend that I can trust. That is why. Sing it one more time with you, Lord, with you, Lord. I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, with you, Lord. Open and open for a found in you. For a found in you. A friend that I can trust. That is why. I have found a place where I can renew strength. Where I can renew strength. I have found a place. I have found
a place where I can be whole.
My shadow color, da 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 da.
Again,
I have found a place.
I have found a place.
There I can.
I have found a place.
I have found
a place where I can be
whole.
A place where I can be
mighty prosper.
A place
where lift your voice with you, Lord.
With you, Lord.
I can be naked and not ashamed.
For a found in you,
a friend that I can trust.
Sing
with you, Lord.
With you, Lord,
I can be
naked and not ashamed.
With you, Lord,
with you, Lord.
I put my trust in you.
Your place.
Wave it. Wave it. Wave it.